parsha starts off this week. Ayedavre Hashem and Moshe Lemar, Shlach Lecha Anashim V'Yasur Es Eretz Knan. Send these men, and they will spy out Eretz Knan. So Rashi says, the first Rashi, which I apologize, in Shlach is not here on the Mar Mukamos. Lamanis Mecha Parshas Meragim and Parshas Miriam. Why is there the Parsha of Meraglim right next to Parshas Miriam? And for Rashi, Lefisha Lok Saliske Diba Shadibra Bachera, because she was given the punishment, Saras, because she spoke Lashon Hara about her brother, Rishom Halalu Ro V'Lalachu Musar. And these Rishom, these Meraglim, they saw what happened to Miriam, Lalach from Musa, they didn't take heed. They didn't learn Musa from that. It's quoting a Medrash Tanhuma, and from the Rashi alone, it would sound like the fact that they saw Lalach from Musa is a svara that is being used to explain simply why the Parsha Meraglim is next to Parsha Miriam. But if you analyze further, at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, when it chazes over the Chatoim, so the Yinya Dvorim says, Eila Dvorim asher diber Moshe el Kol Yisrael be'ivar yardein ba'midbar ba'arava molsuf ben Koran ben Tofa v'lova v'chatzeros v'dizav. What is this pasuk? Eila Dvorim. So the first Rashi says, L'fi shein diberi tochachos, because this is diberi Musar, u'mona kan kol ha'makomo shechisu lefnei ha'mokamen. Here it lists all the places that Klal Yisrael angered Hashem. Lefichach sosam as a drum, therefore it was said in a very discreet way. V'skirum v'remes. It only mentioned them with derech remes and make fold on Shal Yisrael. So all these places are places where Klal Yisrael angered Hashem. You skip down, Bamidbar, what's Bamidbar? Lo b'midbar, he wasn't in midbar, el barvas moav. It was really barvas moav. Umal b'midbar, what happened in midbar? El b'shvil ma shechisu b'midbar, that which you angered Hashem in the midbar, she'amru mi yitem usenu. Klal Yisrael was rebelling in the midbar. We're going to die here in the midbar. That was a chet. What's pshat b'arava? B'shvil ha'arava. She'chotu b'bal pa'or b'shitim barvas moav. Because over there they did the Avera Baal Pa'or in Arvas Moav. That's the insinuation here, the allusion in the word Barova. What's Pshat? Mol Suf. Al-Mashim or B'Yamsuf. The chait that happened at Yamsuf. The Baal Yamsuf. When they came to Yamsuf, Shamru, they said, Hamibli ain't Kvarm in Mitzrayim. Aren't there enough graves in Mitzrayim? The Chaim ben Asim Itochayam, also when they went through the Yam, Vayamu al Yam b'Yamsuf, they also said that Klal Yisrael also sinned. They said, you know, the same way Hashem saved us, he's also saving the Mitzrim. There was a lot of merida there. Then Bein Parno, Bein Tofo, the Lavan, Rashi says, Elochicha, in the middle of the Rashi, Elochicha na al-dvarim shetoflo al-aman shu'lovan. That was on the chait that they sinned even by the man. She'amru v'nafshenu katzal v'lechem ha'klokyo. They weren't satisfied with the man. V'almasha also b'midbar paran. What was the sin by paran? Ayidei meraglim. That was the sin of the meraglim. Then v'chatzeros. We'll get to the Chayetzeres in a second. And the Dizahav, we'll go backwards. Dizahav, Hochichan al Egel. Deep Zahava is a reference to the ego. And let's move to Chatzeris now. It's the one I really want to speak about. B'machlokoso shel Korach. Chatzeris is where the mice of Korach happened. Dover Acher, second shot. Amalehem, Hashem, I guess when Moshe said to Klai Yisrael, Hoyalachem lilmo bimasha, Hashem said to Klai Yisrael, Hoyalachem lilmo bimasha sisi lemiriam b'chatzeros b'shvilosh and hara. You should have learned from that which I did to Miriam in Chatzeros b'shvilosh and hara. Va'atem nidbartem b'mokom. And you spoke out against Hashem. That's referring to the Meraglim. You spoke Lashon Hara. So, Chatzeros here, Rashi gives two pshatim. One is Korach, and the other, that they didn't learn, they should have learned from what Miriam did, and instead, they went and spoke Lashon Hara. Quote to Sifri. That sounds like Lalachu Musar. Okay, so take a look at the Sifsei Chachamim. Os Ches, on bottom. We only have one. The Kosh L'Tam Rishon. So this is the only one where Rashi has two Pshatim. So why do you need both Pshatim? So Sisram says, the kosh l'tam rishon, he has a kash on the first pshat, the ha-machukoso shel korach enim afurish b'kroshay b'chatzeros. Mehechi peisi korach happen in chatzeros. L'chein pirish dover acher. Since this is a question, so he said the second pshat. L'tam achron. Now, so why don't you just say the second pshat? L'tam achron l'chud kosher. The second pshat he has a problem with. The lo yiyah v'chatzeros dumya de midbar barava. Chatzeros is not similar to the others. Shehem morim ala mokom shechis lefnei kadosh baruch hu. It's speaking towards the things that they did. It refers to the place where they angered Hashem. Umilas v'chatzeros, and the word chatzeros, ki tochacha shalom dum yimiriam. V'chatzeros is only a tochacha shalom de Miriam. So the first shot doesn't like the second shot because mehecha tesi happened in chateros. That's the kasha. What does the first shot hold? First shot hold it happened in chateros. Second shot doesn't like the first shot because it's dissimilar. All these chatoim, it's symmetrical. There's the Egel, there's the Baal Pa'or, there's the Merida when they went through Yamsuf. They're all similar. Even Chatzeros, if it happened on Chatzeros, everything's similar. But here, the second shot by itself, it's dissimilar. So what does the second shot hold? The second shot holds that it's similar. So it comes out that this Nakuda that they could have learned from Miriam and didn't is equated. That means that the fact that they were lo lachu musar from what happened with Miriam was the case. Mamish achet that is equated with the all these chatoim. These sound like very serious averis. The ego sounds pretty dead. And, you know, the meraglim, the chet by Yamsuf, the mon. These are the most serious averis that Klai Yisrael ever did in the history of the Jewish people. Baal Pa'or, shrek look what happened by Baal Pa'or. And yet, the Torah here, according to the second shot, is equating this aspect with all the averis. Just the mere fact that Miriam spoke Lashon Hara and she got to Ra, she was punished. they saw that, rolled with Allah Musr. They saw it and they did not take Musr. That in itself was the Avera. And I didn't sort of after I made the sheets, but the Gur Ayah says it even more befarish. He says that what's shot in the Chatzeres? Chatzeres is also referring to the Chet Meraglim. Right? Chatzeres, they didn't learn Musr and they did the Chet Meraglim. So that's the same as Purim. It's also Meraglim. What do you need two places with the same Avera? So the Gur Ayah says, Yesh L'Taretz, L'Kach K'siv L'Chatzeres. This is why it says L'Chatzeres, Shezeh Aver L'Fnei Atzma. Because Chatzeres is an Aver by itself. Shemisha Yodea Dover. Someone who sees something. Veroa. I'm sorry, Misha Yodea Dover. Someone who knows something. Veroa. And he sees it. Ve'eno lokeach musr, and he doesn't take musr from it. Hu aver b'fnei atzma. It's an aver by itself. Ve'kach chiluk hakasav l'shnayim. That's why the Torah separated them into two. That means this avera of lokeach musr. They saw something. They didn't take musr. That in itself was an avera. But it's amazing that, you know, would you put into the same group of Atayis or the Averis? Would you, you know, your Meraglim and the Baal Pa'ar and the Egel and they're like the most heinous crimes in the history of Tayyisrael. And, you know, one time they spoke between, you know, they were Mafsik in the middle of davening. You know, they didn't learn Musr. Would you equate this Avera with the hefty Averis that the Torah is speaking about? It's Mamish mind-boggling. That's A. That it's equated with the greatest Averis in Hayasrael. And I know, people will ask, well, maybe it's only because they didn't learn Musar by a serious Avera. But if you look at the Gurayi, he says, Shemisha Yadea Dovar, Veroa Veno Lokeach Musar, who are there with Neatzma. Anyone who has the opportunity, he knows something, he sees it, something, Dovar, anything. And the Lolo Chaosmos, so he doesn't take Musa from it, it's there by itself. The Kach, Elek, Lishnayim. That's why it was separated. That's the first point. The second point is that it comes out that, you know, here you have the Meraglim, and they were great people, as we know. And they even understand the Averis and Adaki Dakis, and some of they shoot through, they thought through what they were doing. And they probably sat and learned Musr before they went out on their fateful trip. Mustafa, they did have a Musr Seder. But they couldn't get to the point to do the right thing. But what they were lacking was, I don't know the chronology of it, but, you know, in our, it's one Pasha, a couple of days from Shabbos morning to Shabbos, I don't know what the chronology is. No. But had they learned the Musr by Miriam, that would have saved them from the entire Chet Meraglim, because they had the capacity. For whatever reason, I'm sure they did learn Musr before they went on their trip. But what they didn't, or Kedibay, they didn't learn enough by the Chet of Miriam. Had they invested a little more time, not that they didn't learn at all, but had they invested a little bit more time into studying the lessons to be learned by Miriam, it would have prevented them from this whole expedition. And we're assuming, Mustama, I think that I'll be our Mahalach, we're assuming that they did learn Musr before they went in Raglan, but they were short, the Dakis, they didn't do enough. But they went as far as they could. Had they learned from Miriam, then they would have seen a whole different horizon would have appeared in front of them. Oh, we can't do this. They analyzed it. Should we go? Should we go? What should we say? They went through it. And they came out. This is what they felt the report should be, and they reported it. What they were lacking was just to learn the lessons by Miriam. That would have made the difference. So again, just the Taz are over. It just seems from the way that it's presented, from the second shot for sure, but even the first shot doesn't like the second shot only because of the certain symmetry, but even the first shot probably holds this. That such an, this avera of seeing something, yodea dov, of a roa, below lomdu, yodea dov, a roa, veno lokeach musa, who avera b'fnei asma. That in itself is the avera. And it's the same avera of the same strength that's listed together with all of the most heinous averas in the history of Chai Yisrael. The chizik for us, we have the opportunity, we see something that happens, to dwell on it, to extract whatever lessons we can, and Baruch Hashem, it should protect us for things that will ultimately happen in the future.